أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Inshirah, which many of us call ألم نشرح. The surah, like the previous surah Wadduha, was revealed also in Makkah, that is before the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah has 8 ayat, 8 verses. Inshallah, today we will try to understand the first 4 of them. In many ways, the surah is a continuation of the previous surah Wadduha. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 3 great favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had incurred upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 3 favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that aspect, there is a continuation of the theme, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with saying, with questioning, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not expand for you your breast, your chest? The expansion of the breast or the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in actual fact, refers to those very great favors that Allah bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among these, one was Allah Rabbul Izzat granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the great privilege of becoming the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, he became the recipient of the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to understand the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was simply to become the recipient of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required a very deep understanding. And that understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon him this Qur'an-i-Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon him the meaning of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him the actions that were most favorable in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed to the ummah par excellence. There is not an aspect of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah concealed, or wa na'udhu billah had misconstrued, or Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had conveyed in portions, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam conveyed the full deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had compelled him to do so. And for that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required that spirituality, that strength of his inner soul and his heart. And the simple example we can understand is that we have different sizes of containers. A little bottle that will contain 500 milliliters has a plastic that is very, very thin. But then when you look at those big tanks that will require to contain thousands of liters of water, we will find that the component changes. And this is exactly the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delivering to us, that the condition of the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would be different from others. In Surah Taha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates the dua that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had elected him as the Nabi of Allah. He made that dua, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O Allah, expand for me my bosom, O Allah, expand for me my chest or my breast, that he had to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam the expansion of the chest. Then besides the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the recognition and the ma'rifat of Allah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam possessed, no other human, no other Nabi also had possessed. So hence that was also also amongst those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the akhlaq and the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we know the seat of akhlaq, the seat of character, that comes from the heart in itself. Personality is how we interact with people, but the actual akhlaq, its seat and its root is in the heart of an individual, and that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. The second favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we lifted away from you, we removed from you your burden. What was this burden and how this burden affected Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and very eloquently Allah says, الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. That burden that caused your back to break. Now also in English we say we break our head over something when we are concerned about something. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a burden that was cause for great concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The honorable commentators have given different aspects of this burden. We'll just speak about one of them. And this burden was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Stand up now and warn the people. Take this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the hearts and into the homes of each and every individual. That became a very, very great task and an obligation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we go to the very early Islam and we understand the kind of persecution, the kind of blockage that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had experienced, the boycott that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had gone through, his sahaba, his family had gone through, everything seemed in the material eyes of this world, one would have thought that it was never possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have achieved or accomplished this. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we lifted away from you this burden, that burden that would have broken your back. We took it away. In other words, we created the situation of ease. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we look at the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam from a very bleak beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own words, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with your very own eyes you will see people embracing this deen in large and huge numbers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fulfilled that pledge and promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we exalted for you mention of your name. Now when we look at this, we will find that in the Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah ta'ala reiterated this, that I would not mention my name without mentioning your name. And if we just take one example that is very famous, on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam exists next to the name of Allah. And if we take it in this world, when we look at this beautiful adhan that is called out, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Perhaps there are very few moments in the 24 hours of the day and night of this world in which the adhan is not called out, and we will find that the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exalted and it is taken with the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in these four verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these three very great favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.